Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Giants, Big Blue, after another big blown fourth quarter lead. Just when will it end here, as for Brian Daboll and Shane Bowen, at the very least for now? Really, we know we've talked about it ad nauseum here as far as the need to clean house when the season's over, but I don't think they could wait that long. We'll get to the Jets coming up in a little bit. WFA and NFL football powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Justin is calling from Toms River. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thank you, as always, for taking my phone call. You know, I agree with both you guys. You know, BT, you're right. You don't want to handcuff him because he's special at what he does. But at the same time, it's on the player. You know, Jackson Dart's got to be smart. You know, on first and second down, if you're not going to get the first down, you got to protect yourself. You know, he's only like 6'2 and a little over 200 pounds. He's not Cam Newton. He's not Trevor Lawrence, one of these bigger guys. And he's not doing his team any service by him getting himself hurt.
Yeah.
So he's got to be smart, and he's got to protect himself. He's got to get out of bounds. He's got to get down, and he's got to learn how to protect himself when he's going down to the ground.
Yeah, but just hold on, just one sec, buddy. I think that there were other examples this year where I think what you're saying applies more than yesterday.
Yeah, that is fair, BC,
okay.
But I'm just saying, too, it's got to fall on the player. Like, you know, obviously he's a rookie, and he wants to impress his teammates, and he wants to show that, you know, he's a tough guy or whatever. But he's not going to do his team any service.
But Justin, we understand that. He's a young player that's going to learn, to BT's point. That was not the case yesterday. They're abusing him. They are abusing him.
1,000%. That's why Daboll has to go, too. I mean, it doesn't align with the team at this point. By what they're doing, is not in the long-term's best interest of the team at this point. 1,000%.
I don't know, and thank you for the call, Justin. I don't think this is a situation where Dable's abusing Dart because he's just doing whatever he can to save his ass. I don't think that's the case. I don't believe the Giants have any better options on offense than running as much as they do with the RPO with Jackson Dart. Simple. End of story. The issue is that is not sustainable. That, to me, is a separate thing from why they need to fire Brian Daboll. I would move on from Daboll because of the results over the course of 4 years, because of the decision-making, all those different things. That, to me, is separate from the way that he's handled Jackson Dart.
I would probably agree with that. You know, I think that was a fear of mine coming into the season. I'm like, well, if this is the last bullet that you get to fire, do you ride this young man into the ground trying to save your own behind? And I don't really think that that's the case. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, as you believe and some others, maybe you pull it back a little bit. And Jackson Dart's got to take ownership of kind of augmenting how he plays a little bit there. But I don't think it's been like reckless, like week after week after week, where I'm like, wow, Daboll is basically sacrificing the future of the Giants just to save his own behind. I mean, maybe others see it differently. I don't really know, but they are without a lot of weapons, and the problem is now they're without a lot of direction. And you know, this is what I'm saying. There comes a point where the message is no longer received, and it's no longer believable. And that was a beaten up man yesterday at the podium. And I think for the overall health of the franchise, you have to move on. We would do it today. We'll see if they do. It doesn't even matter who you put in charge. It's over, and they have to know that.
Let's prepare ourselves for this doozy. Abe is calling from Rockland. Abe?
Hey, guys. What's doing today?
Hey. What's happening, buddy?
So I just want to clarify, I think, what's going on over here with the Giants, you know, and hear me out. And tell me if this has ever happened. I think that it's pretty clear that Dable has skills in developing a quarterback. We know what he did with Josh Allen. We know we could see what he's doing with Dart. As a head coach, he doesn't have the talent. It's a certain separate skill to be a head coach. Now, saying that, and this might be the reason why John Mara has not fired him yet, is there a way to keep him in the organization to help develop Jackson Dart? Or as a quarterback's coach?
No.
While being a new head coach? And has that ever happened before in football?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
About the second one. The first one is just, it's not the way you move forward, Abe. You have to, he's got to be out of the building.
Well, think about the relationship he built with Dart. Dart, I think, enjoys playing for him. He's just a bad head coach.
That's a problem.
I think Dart just loves playing football. I don't think that he dislikes Dable, but I don't think that Dable has unlocked this effusive energy like he came in as a shy to himself quarterback, and whatever Dable lit inside of him, that's kind of turned into this rocket ship known as Jackson Dart. This is who he is. This is what he did in high school for his dad. This is what he did for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss for 3 years, and this is what he will do for the next Giants coach.
I mean, he likes him. Come on. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of my Little League coaches like me too. Guess what? I wasn't good at playing baseball. So you can't just say, well, he likes playing for him, but he's not a good head coach. Abe, you know better than that. They're not going to delegate him to now being the offensive coordinator or quarterbacks coach somewhere else. Sure, you can't have that happen. You can't walk around that building or those facilities being the head coach, then being stripped of that because you're not good at that, to walk around in a significantly lesser role. Certainly not immediately.
That's not the first time we've heard that either. I don't know how anybody think that's remotely possible. In what world does that seem like it's a sensible fit? You know, the hard, calloused reality is that when you don't do your job well, they move on from you. And to keep somebody in the building, I mean, just like, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just nonsensical. It's never going to happen. Zero chance.
Brett is calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Brett?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Brett?
I don't know. Good news, bad news. Good news, I thought Theo Johnson had an amazing game yesterday. You know, I was sick of seeing all those drops, so I was pleased to see that. Between him and Bellinger, I think we got a decent tight end duo there.
Yeah, I agree.
He's got to do it consistently because it is maddening when he's dropping these balls, but it's been very inconsistent from Theo Johnson. Potential, yes, but inconsistent.
Agreed. The second, I think the reason our record is so bad is that we just don't do the fundamentals and the little things right. You know, you look at Dexter Lawrence finally gets a sack. Oh, no, it's a flag in the secondary.
Yeah.
Abdul Carter gets a sack. Flag in secondary. You know, Jermaine and Luminor multiple times. Guy just comes right by him on the side, unblocked, untouched. So I think we have, you know, it's, I don't know if it's more the coaching, more the players. To me, it seems the more of the coaching, that the guys just don't do the small things right, and you can't win a game like that.
I think it starts with talent. I just don't think the Giants are as good as some people think. I really don't.
Yeah, but they should be better than what they are.
Yeah, I would say nominally better. You know, a little bit. Maybe you win one of those games, you collapse. Maybe you beat the Commanders at darts playing. Yeah, I mean, that's different. I mean, but how much better?
They coughed up four games. At least three of them they had no business losing. I'm not even talking about the Saints, which are one of the worst teams in the league, and they had a 10-point lead in that game where they turned the ball over five times. I'll give you that. Hey, that's a loss. It happens in the NFL. The other games, inexcusable. That game, you got to win 99 out of 100 times, that Bears game. Yesterday, the Broncos, you got to win that, you know, 999,000 out of a million times, whatever it may be. Cowboys, same thing. Like, those losses are inexcusable. And the call's right. The penalties, consecutive penalties on the offensive line, they're going backwards. That can't happen. The defensive issues, the penalties, it just, all of it. It's the bad decision making, all of it. It's a culmination of things that yet again has them at 2-8 through 10 games. That is just not acceptable.
It's not, but I'm just in the mindset when you lose, you know, over and over and over, even though they have some players that do have reputations and, you know, making big bucks and you know, supposed to be doing more on defense for sure. But I just think that you lose because there's so many deficiencies. There really are. Like, it's whether it's penalties or whether it's drops or whether it's fumbles or whether it's kicking, whether it's a punt now or a kick or whatever it might be. The defense have given up massive leads. I think the thing that's very frustrating, though, like if I told you coming into the year, hey, Giant fans, by the way, we're going to be here just about middle of November. Commander's going to be 3-7.
Yeah, I know.
You feel pretty good about yourself, right? Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, by the way, Dallas is going to be 3-5. Like, there was a window. Oh, yeah, the Niners, they've been besieged by injuries. You know, same with the Panthers are 5-5. They're in it, quote unquote. At least you would say, man, based on the circumstances that I just heard, the Giants should have a fairly meaningful season. Instead, they're picking top three, top four again.
I think you bring up a great point. It's why I was saying after the Chargers win or even the Eagles win, after they won those two out of three with Jackson Dart taking over, you could look at it and make a legit case for the division. Now, the Eagles are a different story, but at the time, the Giants beat the Eagles once. Think about this. If the Giants would have won that Broncos game, played better against the Niners and Bears, and again, that's even with the Cowboys loss, with the Saints loss in there, but those are games that we expected them to compete and pretend. They should have won the Bronco game, should have won the Bear game, and they could have easily won the Niners game had they were playing the way that they played, you know, prior. Now, again, I'm not just throwing wins. I know you could say, well, they could have lost this game and that game, but there was a path for, at the very least, they could have four wins, two more wins. That would have them in second place in the division, even if they were 4-6 right now.
Yeah, I mean, if even we get to that four-win threshold, now you're in the territory of the Vikings, who are 4-5, and the Panthers, as I said, 5-5. But
still wouldn't have been good enough, but you see the point. It would have been good enough to be better than two of the teams in your division.
Yeah, but now I hear you, just based on the sheer numbers, even though we're applying it loosely because they don't really deserve that. But I got you. When you cough up leads there, it's not ridiculous to say that they should have one or two more. But then I also kind of feel like, well, yeah, when they beat two good teams, which they did in the Eagles and the Chargers. Chargers, by the way, have now won three straight. Yep. They got seven wins, so they're a little bit better than we thought, maybe. But I think that that's more like Giants got a little lucky. And I know that that's almost unfair because when you win a game, you beat a good team. I don't like to just make the basis of that success about luck. That really is unfair. But when it's undone by so many myriad meltdowns, I almost have to look at it as nothing but luck, especially when it's year, you know, 3-7, 2-7, 2-8. This is who they are.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.